Well, good morning to everyone. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verse 7, it says this about the birth of Jesus, quote, "And she, Mary, brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn." There was no room for them in the inn. Now, we don't know exactly why there was no room for them in the inn that day. We make the assumption that there was no room for them in the inn because the town of Bethlehem was so busy, so full of people traveling for the Roman census, that all accommodations were booked up, as we would say today. But could there have been another reason that there was no room for them in the inn? Consider the social situation Joseph and Mary found themselves. Joseph and Mary are engaged, are pledged to each other. They are betrothed to each other. But they are not technically married as we view it today. The wedding ceremony had not yet taken place, and yet Mary was 9 months pregnant. Now, this fact could have been a scandal to the innkeeper for not having any room for them in his establishment. Now, I don't know if this is true or not, but it is interesting to consider and thought-provoking. But the main thing was, there was no room for Jesus. Now, I want to leave you with this story. I heard about a mother who was running frantically from store to store on Christmas Eve. She was running around trying to get those last-minute gifts. Suddenly, the mother realized she had lost track of her little 3-year-old son. In a panic, she retraced her steps and found the little boy standing with his little nose pressed flatly against a frosty window. The little boy was gazing at a nativity scene. When he heard his mother call his name, he turned and shouted in innocent glee, "Look, Mommy! It's Jesus! Baby Jesus is in the hay! Come look!" The hassled mom grabbed his arm and jerked him away, snapping at him, saying, "Son, we don't have time for all that. Can't you see that Mommy is trying to get ready for Christmas?" Friends, how often do we get so wrapped up in the things that we have to do that sometimes we lose sight of the reason for the season that we just celebrated, namely Jesus Christ? The question I ask you today is this. On this day after Christmas, do we have room for Jesus? Do we have time for Jesus? Will we make time for Jesus? Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. We ask that you help us in the coming year to always have room for Jesus in our hearts, in our minds, and in all aspects of our lives. Amen.